الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهداه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، حياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات، dear brothers and sisters, welcome to this session of Al-Ayat al-Rumiyya, the Arabic for beginners. And as for the last time, we finished the speech about or the explanation about the Nasb and the science for Nasb. And we said that there are five signs for Nasb. And Fatha, which is the original sign for it. And then it has four alternatives, each for a purpose. Al-Alif, Al-Kasra, Al-Ya, and the removal of the Noon. And today we are going to talk about the science of Hafd. We said that the Hafd is one of the four divisions of Arab. Caused by a factor such as the prepositions of jar, like min wa ila wa an wa ala wa fi wa rubba wa alba wa ta wa alkaf wa lam wa alba wa lam wa alkaf wa huruf al jar wa huruf al qasam, huruf al qasam wa al wa wa alba wa ta. And also, beside the prepositions of khab, we have the idafa. These are the factors for khab. But the signs of Khafd are only three. These are the Kasra, which is the original sign, and two other alternatives. That is the Ya and the Fatha. The Kasra can be found as a sign for can be found as a sign for Khab in three places or with three words. Al-Ism al-Mufrad al-Munsalif, Al-Ism the اسم مفرد which is not which is a singular, the singular which is not مثنى, nor that it is جمع. And منصرف means that it accepts the تنوين and the end of it. As if it does not accept the تنوين, then it is not منصرف. And we are going to speak about the منصرف in some other time, inshallah. اسم المفرد المنصرف such as محمد, بيت, شجرة, whatsoever. You say سلمت على محمد, سلمت على محمد. أريس, you also say خرجت من البيت, خرجت من البيت. And so on. That is the first place where you can find the khaf. وجمع التكسير. Second is جمع التكسير. المنصرف. So we have جمع, we have تكسير, we have منصرف. جمع means not singular, not not singular, not dual. And it is not مفرد, nor that it is مثنى. But more than two. So it is more than two. And it is تكسير, by the meaning that it is not سالم. We have sound plural and تكسير. Rocking plural. Salim is that, as we said yesterday, that it is the when it is mudakkar, what differs the singular by extra alif, extra waw and noon in the rabb position, and extra ya and noon in the nasb and khafd positions. That is called jam mudakkar salim. Opposite of it is something called jam al muannath salim. First one was the sound masculine plural. Opposite of it is the sound feminine plural. And it is known by an extra alif and ta at the end of it. Muslima, Muslimat. And then we have in between these two types of plurals, we have one other type of plural, which is called Jam' al-Taksir. Jam' al-Taksir. Which is not the sound plural. It is not sound plural. And it is what differs the singular of it by adding extra letter or removing one or two letters from the singular word, or without adding nor moving nor removing, but changes on the harakat. Adding like rajul, rijal, rajim, lam. When you make it plural, you say rijal, rijal. You have add alif in between the jim and lam. Removing like kitab, kaf, ta, alif, ba, kitab. That is singular. When you want to make it plural, you remove the alif, you say kutub, kutub. And then we have the third type of taksir, jam' al-taksir, which is which differs the singular by only the harakat, no extra letter to be added, nor that any letter to be removed, but only the harakat, like Asad, Asad. It's Hamza, Sin, Dal, but all are having fatha. A fatha, Sa fatha, Da, Asad. Right. When we make it plural, we say Ust, Ust, Hamza, Sin, Dal, exactly like the mufrad. The change is the harakat, Asad, Ust, Dhamma, and then Sukun, Ust. Although there is other jam' for this word, Usud. But Ust is also plural of Asad. So when we have jam' al-taksir, al-munsarif, al-munsarif you already know when we spoke about the singular. Said the munsarif means the one that accepts the tanween. So you say, سَلَّمْتُ عَلَى رِجَالٍ كَثِيرِينَ سَلَّمْتُ عَلَى رِجَالٍ كَثِيرِينَ رِجَالٍ here is جمع تكثير. And it is in a جمع or خفض position. Because of the preposition of khab, ala, sallamtu ala, rijali. And we can see the kasra, because this is plural, taksir, not sound. And we can see at the same time the same time we can see the tarweeh. So this is the second place where you can see the kasra as a sign for khab. One third place where you can find the kasra as a sign for khab is jam'u al-mu'annath al-salim. The sound plural, sound feminine plural. And we said that the difference between this plural and the singular of it is that it has extra alif and ta'da'in. Muslima, Muslimat. Muslima, Muslimat. So this is called Jam'u al-Mu'annath al-Salim. With Jam'u al-Mu'annath al-Salim, when it is in the khafd position, you will see the kasra. You say nazartu ila al-muslimati wa hunna mutahajjibat. I looked to the Muslimat when they were in their hijab. So, nazartu ila, ila here is the preposition of khaf. Al-Muslimati, this is plural, feminine, and it is sound. How we know that? By the alif and ta'da'in. And we see the kasra. Why? Because it is, as we said, sound plural, feminine. Sound plural, feminine. These are the three places where we can find the kasra as a sign for khaf. And inshallah we continue the explanation of alamat al-khafdi tomorrow inshallah. Willing that Allah Ta'ala keep us upon the best state of Iman and health, and increase our Iman and knowledge, and protect ourselves and our families. Wallahu A'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala Nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. If you have any question related to the subject of today or the subject of yesterday, you can raise your hand now. Well, as long as there is no any hand raised, that means no questions, which means that the dars was absorbed well. Alhamdulillah, and the great ni'mah from Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.